Welcome to the Christchurch Winchester podcast. For all other talks or to subscribe, please visit ccwinch.org.uk/listen.
The reading is from Mark 4, verses 35 to 41, which is page 1006 in the Church Bibles. It's titled, Jesus Calms the Storm. That day, when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along, just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat, so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Why do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." This is the word of the Lord.
Let us pray for Bishop Cranmer before he opens God's word to us. Lord God, I thank you for Bishop Cranmer. Thank you for our partnership in the gospel for so long. And I thank you that you have given him words to bring to us throughout this day from your scriptures. I pray that you would strengthen him and give him energy for this last part of the day, but that your word would be as clear to us as it has been all day. Thank you for all that you bring and all that he gives to us. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Angie. I want to re-echo what my wife said, that we bring you greetings from Muhabura and the love, in the return to the love you have for us, people in Muhabura also send their love. I want to thank you so much for always receiving us in this church amidst you. And even in your homes, we've been to many homes in this church. So we can't take that for granted. There are some places you can go to, you fail even to get people to talk to. But if you can get people to talk to and people invite you in their homes, it means you are part of them, so we want to appreciate. Thank you so much for loving us. We want to thank God for this good partnership between Muhabura and Christ Church. And because of the partnership and moving together in the ministry of Christ in his church, we have seen growth in the church, in the diocese, and we want to say that your participation in the life of the church is very clear and evident, and we want to appreciate God so much. The church is growing. As I see this church growing, our church is also growing. This year we started a new 4 parishes. We planted 15 churches, and I see the vigor and enthusiasm in the congregation to begin new churches. And to me, that's a great thing. That's what the church should be. A church bearing other churches, that the Church of Christ can grow into numbers, but also in faith. So thank you so much for being with us. For you who have come to Muhabura, thank you so much for coming. You who lay hands on them to say you go in our name, thank you so much for that. But we want to say many more, please come. So that together we walk. You remember the other saying, a path to a friend's home is a well-trodden. So please continue, and God will bless us together. As we were in the middle of worship, I sat down and listened to the worship, when I heard voices coming out, people praising God and reading scriptures from their minds and from the Bible, I said, yes, I think this is what Jesus wants us to be doing, to reflect on what we know about him and what we feel about him. So I really enjoyed that part, and he also spoke to me. And then I imagined, what more do I tell these people? They are already in the spirit. They are already with Jesus. They are already moving. Now, what do I say? I wanted to say, praise the Lord for that. I wish you would say, amen. Praise the Lord indeed. Praise the Lord indeed. So I thought about this text. I've been talking about it. I think God gave me a different approach in the second service. And I want to pray that even this one becomes different. Each mood in prayer takes us to another level of seeing Christ and sharing his love. So I was looking at this text and then thought about Jesus calling his people, calling us to follow him. And I thought that he never stops calling us. Even when we have accepted him, even when we follow him, even when we are Christians, I want to say Christ never stops calling us. And this is what I have picked here. He never stops calling us. And once you feel I'm called and that is it, you should come and we pray for you. Many times we go astray. Many times we don't look to him. Many times we get derailed. Many times we go away. Even when we are in church like this, we can be here, but when we are not with him. So he says, by your name, he calls. He calls you, and he says, you come. Come. It is not saying that you walk and come, but it is a caution that I want you to be attentive and listen to me. I want you to be closer, in deeper relationship. Come. And then this, we have read. Again, he called the people. People who were already with him. People he had been talking to. People he had been preaching to. If you read, we said it in the other services, that the preceding chapters and verses, there are so many teachings that he gave to them. Some of them challenging. Talking about the Sabbath, which was the center of their worship, because they thought that brought them closer to God. And they were disappointed with him by his approach to the teaching about Sabbath. So, a big crowd, it is said in chapter 2, even if we don't go there, a big crowd was with Jesus. And we are told that his calling was specifically for a few of them. But when they came and they followed him and they listened from him and they saw what he was doing, they got excited and they talked about what they saw and what they heard. I liked a statement I was asking him to remind me in the morning when they were talking about just 10, just one, and what J. John said, which I liked very much, that people preach or talk Christ, but I want to present people to Christ. I liked that. I want to believe that you people here, many of you know this book. Most of you know this book. You have it in your libraries. You have it on your DVDs. You have it on your radios. You have this one. But I wanted to say, let us listen to Jesus always and ask him to call me again. When you are called, you become attentive. When you are called, you are being told to be alert and listen to what you are going to be told. So he says, this time he does not negotiate with them. He does not encourage them. But he orders them on verse 36. 35 towards the end. Let us go across to the other side. He calls them again. There were many. I don't know whether he mentioned a name or whether he talked about a group, but he said, let us go to the other side. I was amazed I said it in the other services. Maybe the disciples, out of confidence and pride because they were with him and they had come with him, they said, it is us he's telling that we go with him. Let us go. But if you read, they said that were even other boats that also went with him. Did he specify? Or he said, and people listened. And those who listened went with him on the sea. How many times have you paused to listen? How many times have you heard from him saying, come, we go? I wish I had a lot of time, I would tell you my experiences. I was born in a Christian family. My father was a result of the revival movement, 1935. Passionate about the gospel. Focused on heaven. That was their life. I don't want to go deep in that lifestyle of Christianity. But you can imagine those people who are looking to heaven who are passionate. So he was that type. But that did not make me a Christian. I became a Christian, I would say, when I committed my life to Christ and I said, come in my life. I think I told you, my brothers, seven brothers, they never took that personal commitment. They never. Five of them died, you remember I said this. Even the one born after me, he never took that commitment. I weep when I remember, sometime I was preaching here and I said, I'll talk to him about the love of Christ. Called, because our father would always remind us to think about God and come nearer to God. Would I say that was a crowd? I think there was a crowd in my family. It was a crowd. And Jesus called those who listened. My two other sisters, we followed him. And I want to tell you, he changed our lives. We can sit in a crowd like this and we don't meet Jesus. We can sit in a crowd like this and we don't listen from him. He calls others go and we remain behind. But people have got so many reasons why they follow Jesus. I was saying in the other services that in Uganda today, people are running around looking for miracles. And the prosperity gospel, which I don't think is here, maybe it is only in America. I don't know whether it is here. It has invaded Uganda. And people are running there. My son-in-law also went to those things because he didn't have a job. And now we are told that he's given a job. He will think, because I went to that church, God has given me a job. People are looking around. Where do I go to? Forgetting that God, forgetting that Jesus is an omnipresent, an ever-present helper. That's how the psalmist says. God is an ever-present helper. A father to the fatherless. A husband to the widows. One who never leaves us. He calls. How many listen? They went with him. That was not enough. We are told on verse 36 that when he called, let's go, I think maybe he went with the disciples, with the 12, in the same boat. But the other ones who were not his disciples, who were just following him, maybe for reasons because they wanted to see more healing and more teaching, they also followed in different boats. But they faced the same problem because they were on the same journey. The same journey going where Jesus was. I was impressed. They say, let me read it. They took him with them in the boat. They took him with them in the boat. And they add on, just as he was. Just as he was. If they say, come just as you are, I think they are saying, we don't need any more of you, but we only need you. So Jesus also, the disciples were saying, you are just Jesus, come as you are. We take you, we cross you over. He allowed them, take me as you take me. If you think it is the son of Joseph, take me like that. If you think it is a carpenter, take me like that. If you take me, it is just a good preacher, a good speaker, take me like that. If you take me, it's take me as a healer, take me like that. But I'm more than that. Take me, if we go together, we'll go in a deeper relationship and you will see more of me. The creator, the author of life, you will see more of me. What I require of you is to do what? Come with me and we go together. How I wish this would be the life of Christians. How I wish we would remember that Jesus wants to be with us always and walk with us and move with us and be with us in our struggles and in our joys. Discomforts and comforts, sorrows and laughters, are never present helper, I say. He is here. Do you believe he's here? If he's here, don't accept to be in the crowd, but be among the people he calls. Let's go together. So when they were there, nature tossed them, problems came, the wind comes, the waters are stirred up, they get confused, they have nowhere to look to, they forget they are with him because they took him as he was. They took him simply like that. I think one of them picked an idea. He said, oh, this man who preached so well is here. What if we talk to him? This man who healed the paralytic in chapter 2, he's here. Supposing we talk to him. Did they do it comfortably or they complained? You man Jesus, don't you care that we are perishing? Instead of saying you are here, help us, they said, don't you care that we are perishing? Don't we complain many times? When the troubles of this world come too many on us. In our language we say, problems have reached me here. That's what we say in our language. Problems have reached me here. It means I can't even breathe. So they are too much. Don't we reach such a situation and you feel hopeless and you feel Jesus is not with you? Has it ever happened to you? I think the end of last year and the beginning of that this year was like that for me. She knows. It was really like that, and I had nowhere to look to. But I remember there is a time I spent a sleepless night. I really, really talked to Jesus. I really did. I thought, where do I go to? The clergy are too timid now. They can't come on my side. They think they will be. They can't come to me. The Christians are worried. I don't want to say what the problems were. So now whom do I run to? I run to Jesus. And I heard the voice, peace, calmness, be calm. I'm here in the boat. I want to tell you, you can't imagine the peace I got. And today, I stand with my head up because I know Jesus is with me. How many times have you been faced with the challenges and you feel I can't go anymore? He allowed them to be like they wanted to be, but he was there with them. When we go away, he says, okay, you go. But he never leaves us because his grace is abundant. You said his love never does what in the song? Never fails. And he never goes away from me. He really is that type of Jesus we believe in. What are your problems? What are your stresses as an individual or as a family? What are your stresses in your walk of Christianity? They may look as if they are wind in the sea, but Jesus is there to say, you don't have faith. I'm here to be with you and walk with you and work on your problems and your fears. I don't know about here, but in Uganda, young people are stressed. I really don't know about England. You could be comfortable, but young people, I want to tell you, they are stressed. In Uganda, some young people are thinking, shall I really go to the age of 50? That is a worry today. With you, you may not be worried about that, but you have your own worries. It comes to us parents, we are worried. Some of them have sold their gardens to educate their children. Unemployment in Uganda is 87% now. And the children finish education, no job, parents are worried. Some of them are even going to commit suicide. What I thought I would live on, I have spent on my child, and my child has come back home. Stress, stress, stress in this world. But I know you have your stresses also. Why don't we run to Jesus? Allow him in our boats. And then he says, you problems, calm down. This is my child. Calm down. This is my child. And then he gives us the peace. He ended by telling them, peace be with you. Can you imagine? They had not even understood them. Him. They said, who is this man that can command a lake, a sea, and wind? And they listened to him. Who is he? They forgot he was the creator. They forgot. They forgot that he controls nature. Scientists who are here, you only interpret what Jesus created. That is it. I'm sorry, I don't know science. But you interpret what he created. He is the creator. If you come to him, you'll be amazed then by his power, his goodness, his love, and his care. He never leaves us. I reminded people in the other service that I like Isaiah 43. I always read it when I go to see people who are stressed, that I know you, Israel, I call you by name. I know you, I'll be with you. I'll sacrifice anything for you. If you pass through the waters will not take you, because I'll be there to control the waters. Even when you go through fire, it will not burn you. It will, even if its flames will not even touch your hair, I'll be there. Don't fear. Peace, peace, peace. Jesus, the Prince of Peace, wants us to walk with him. May you walk with him, and then you experience with his peace. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you so much for you are a loving God, an ever-present friend who never forsakes us. People who were with you in the boat, they saw a sleeping man, but they did not see God in the man, God that watches over us 24 hours, day and night. They worried, but when they remembered he was with them, they called on him. Can you remind us to lead lives of prayer, that we can call on you in times of happiness and times of sorrow, that we see you and we glorify your name, for you are beyond and greater than we can imagine. Fill us with your grace and joy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.